But the knowing is not part of the illusion. That's the beauty of it. The moment you know that you have identified yourself with an illusion, the knowing is not the illusion. You have recognized the illusion, and in that knowing, you are free of the illusion. So the more illusions like that you discover in yourself, the better. Because every time you discover a mind pattern, an old mind pattern acting itself out, a self-image, defensiveness, grasping, clinging, the moment you become aware of patterns, the awareness or the knowing is not part of that. That's why it's so wonderful. The more you discover that's unconscious in you, the better. It doesn't mean that you have failed. Discovering it is, this is how it works, to recognize it. To recognize illusion as illusion is not illusion. You've recognized. The recognition is not part of the conditioned mind. The recognition is the unconditioned. It sees. It just sees there. So this is the wonderful thing that means you can afford the luxury of allowing whatever arises inside you to arise. You don't have to deny anything when we do this work, if you want to call it work. You don't need to deny anything, which you need to if you live through a self-image. Anything that doesn't fit the self-image is denied. But in this work, whatever arises, you allow it. Emotional patterns, mind patterns arise, and there comes the recognition as they arise. When I say allow whatever arises to arise, you might ask, well, doesn't everybody live in that way? No, they don't. The allowing implies that there is an awareness, and the awareness is not part of the conditioned. When I say allow, it implies there is a presence that observes the pattern as it unfolds, either in your head or externally as a behavior pattern when you're talking to someone. So, and just watch. The more you see, the more consciousness grows. The more unconscious patterns you discover in yourself, the more consciousness is growing. So it doesn't arise anymore to say, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this, I shouldn't have that thought, this doesn't arise anymore. The allowing of inner states, that's a wonderfully liberating practice. And then you know that there's no inner state that is actually you, no conditioned state is who you really are. That's why you're free to allow them. Otherwise, if anger comes and you identify with it, and think, oh, I shouldn't be that, I've been on the spiritual path for so many years and I'm still getting all this anger, I shouldn't. Then you want to repress it or deny it or say, no, I'm not angry, I'm just I'm never angry. Don't accuse me of being angry. You are angry. The typical ego interactions. Me unconscious, you are the one who is unconscious. And observe how mechanical defensiveness is, the mechanical nature, the condition, it arises almost like clockwork, almost automatically. Somebody pushes a button and the reaction comes. And when people know you, after a while, then if they want a reaction, they just push the button and they come. It's like a robot.